Hello and welcome to today's episode of So What's Up. Today we're talking about how to survive December as a new business. I'm James, I'm here today with Catherine and Mike, and today on Hello. Our So What's Up podcast we're talking about how to survive December as a new business. So guys, what challenges do we see in December? Not so much just as a new business, but business generally.
I'll start. The first one, Richard. just for the record, there's three today. Richard was supposed to be here, but he's unwell. Yeah?
Slash asleep at his desk.
Yeah,
slash
asleep at his desk. Yes. Yeah. Having a nap.
So, challenges for December as a business.
Well, we're off for a week for a start.
Yeah, but I think, depending on your business nature, I think one of the first things you've got to think about when it comes to December is what you're planning for and when Christmas falls, because obviously sometimes Christmas lands, it can make December quite a short month, and then your industry, does it close down? Does it still open? You know, I think the main thing for me for planning is to making sure that obviously we get work in, but we also get work out, because for some strange reason, a lot of people seem to put a lot of pressure on, we want it before the end of the year.
Yeah, tie up loose ends.
But
end of year account.
Yeah, end of year accounts. So really it's looking at what work we've got on at that time of year versus what needs to be out the door before Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen in different years, haven't we, that apart from the new work that we get, it's normally the first week in December and they say, can we have it by the 24th, where we don't even work on that day. But also, everyone tries to finish their projects for no real reason apart from they just like to tie the year out.
Then you also get the other people that say, should we just leave this till the new year?
Well, that's part of the planning what work we're getting. I think our particular business model, the way we work, is it's quite an even split between regular work and new work. I think the new work that falls into, in terms of, are they going to make a decision before Christmas to commence the project? Therefore, are we going to have the onboardment? Are we going to have the workshops? Are we going to have the planning and the strategy before Christmas? Or are we going to have that post-Christmas?
Yeah, and I think what we tend to see, and what we certainly used to see when we were more a project-driven business, is that our December would be very challenging when we're trying to close business. Whereas where we've now moved to a more recurring model where we provide more ongoing marketing services, those really have to continue through the month, so it's easier for us to keep on billing and generating cash flow through that season. Yeah. I think any businesses that rely on single orders, December's always a struggling month, because like Catherine said, people are away for the best part of half of it in most cases.
Or people, you take up their extra holiday as well, so, and it's hangover season.
Yeah, there is the Christmas party, which always takes up some time. But I think it's like holidays is always a thing that people forget. You know, we always try and get our staff to even out the holidays in the year so that they don't take them all in December, but suddenly everyone takes them all in December.
It's just like this morning. I've come in this morning and one of our senior developers has realised he's got 8 days holiday.
Yeah.
So he's just asked to have 8 days holiday between now. It's got to align with the business needs. You've got to you've got to sit there and work out where you can fit them in. You don't want them to lose the holiday, but at the same point, you don't want him to not have his holiday. So I think it falls on to what business industry you're in. And I mean, ours particularly has always been that project nature, getting a project on board, obviously getting it booked, getting it invoiced, getting cash, versus being able to deliver on that, having the team and the resources in the office. We traditionally close down over Christmas. I think that's a business decision that we make. Some businesses I know can't do that. It's difficult.
No, we're lucky to be able to.
Yeah, I think we've got a hybrid system going this year, which is going to hopefully work well. It worked well last year. Is we can't completely shut down because we've got customers that rely on our support over the Christmas period. So we have on-call developers that work.
We should get pages.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. Or phones, and emails.
Well, yeah, their phones exist now.
But you're right. I mean, we've had, we've often debated the situation of what do we do closing the business over Christmas. We're in an industry where we have people's websites online. Quite a lot of them aren't business critical, to be fair, but some of them are. What do we offer to those clients during that period in terms of support and availability? Because obviously, we're not a 24-hour business for that kind of thing per se, but we still have to be aware that staff are, technically working in those periods of times. And, what are we offering to our regular clients during that period of time where normally we would just be closed and not available?
Yeah, I think a lot of that falls onto the client as well, because we're a creative business. The work we create, we need feedback from the customer. And we've also got to look at their position. Is it a really busy period for them? Are they going to say, look, we can't focus on this right now because it's just too busy? They're retail, therefore they're busy.
Some of them will be their busiest period.
Some are consultancies, some are, you know, some industries are farming that we work with. They supply the farm industry with all their agricultural equipment. They may be quiet. It's all about where we're at with our clients and what their sort of needs are. And we have to, I guess, one of our main points that we always have shown over our years is that we're reactive to that. I think that's the most important part.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think, you know, it evolves every year, doesn't it? Yeah, we have a slight change of opinion every year on this, and I think it depends on the clients at the time and who we're actually looking after. But I think, you know, the thing that we do try and focus on over Christmas is things to sort of make the team feel happy and make essentially a condensed month of 3 weeks into the best that we can make it. So we do quite a lot of things for the team during Christmas. Yeah, you know, obviously the Christmas party is probably the biggest thing that we do in the month.
Planning is already going on, yeah, with what we're going to wear.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And we've
working from home that day so they can spend the day sparkling up, whatever it is they're doing?
I think that's more your department. I've not even got
not
that
you,
far.
Not you, no, okay.
No. I don't really.
But we do, but obviously, you know, it's a thing that also impacts, you know, are we having time off for that? Yeah. And, you know, we always try and pick it on days where we're probably not working the next day.
Yes, probably sensible, seeing as sometimes it ends at 4 a.m.
Yeah, we have done some big Christmas parties and small Christmas parties and, you know, and everything in the middle, really, haven't we?
Well, again, I mean, part of that all rolls into discussion, you know, the budget for Christmas parties. That's, you know, we look at it each year and, you know, we've got a number of staff. There's a lot of overhead to that, transportation.
You can spend a crazy amount, depending on where you go.
We've done the big events as well, the ones in Manchester.
But actually, I think the smaller ones work better.
I think that... I mean, particularly this year, we've got we're going again with a client of ours, actually, a nice venue local to the premises. And I think that actually works out better. It's a bit more of an intimate affair, isn't it?
It is, and you actually get nice food and you get a lot, you know, enough of it.
Yeah, I think we've been in business long enough now, planning these things is they're all the same.
Whether you're
in a city or a remote location or a pub or a bar or a restaurant or any venue. So we've kind of got down to the point now where we want the intimate, where we can all focus on it and travel to, and it's not an inconvenience.
And we can all be around the same table rather than split up.
I think for me, you know, this is just me, it doesn't shut the business down halfway through the day because people need to panic about what they're going to wear and what frock they're going to wear, Kath.
No, I don't panic about that. Not yet, anyway.
So,
it's just a thing that's...
Well, we've done it before where we've stayed away, haven't we? So we've had to leave earlier. And
yeah, and exactly, that's my point. And if you are a business out there, and this is something that you do with your team, you do have to think about it. I mean, a lot of businesses I know do it on Saturdays, but then obviously you've got family side. You know, if we did that on to our team, it would impact...
There's a lot of young children around now, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's not an easy decision to make anymore in where the priorities of Christmas party falls in, especially with the current climate.
And we want everyone to be involved, don't we? People be left out.
Exactly. And I think going into December, it's your main focuses are, again, it really does fall down to what your industry is. It'll either be a busy period, you know, or a quiet period, or in the middle, but we've generally adapted to all scenarios, haven't we, James?
Yeah, I mean, what would you say is your funniest memory of a marketing work Christmas party, Mike?
Oh, God. Well, ones that we can mention.
What? My wife may listen to this, so I have to. I guess the best ones for me were, you know, I mean, they're all have their differences in sort of team, because obviously we've grown as a business and teams grown, teams changed, teams adapted. I think for me, I've learned personally is that when we go to these events, is it's ensuring that the team have that engagement and that downtime. And, you know, it's obviously... I don't know what other businesses do, but we generally, we pay for the drinks as well. I know some businesses don't have that luxury. And it's just ensuring that they get that ability to adapt and connect to why we're here. It's that season, really, isn't it? I wouldn't go and pick a particular favouritism.
I mean, it was always a memorable one where the year we were in Manchester and... You'd left your phone on the table, so I thought, in my drunken wisdom, I'd best take that and put it in my bag, and then went on bumper cars, and then the bag went flying.
Then my wife found the phone.
No, this was the time we ran over it with the bumper cars.
Yeah, oh, well, I mean that's a bit of a blur, that those
well quite but
but yeah, I mean
that also there was a lipstick that got run over by the bumper cars and that survived. Shout out for Avon. So,
what, the magazine or the lipstick?
What's the difference?
The lipstick that came from Avon.
I don't, I've never bought from Avon, so.
Good.
So yeah, bringing it back to the purpose. So obviously, yeah, you know, sorry, there's a lot going on for Christmas, but obviously we see a lot of clients doing Christmas-based marketing campaigns that sort of start in November and end either just at Christmas or into the new year. So what are some of the things that we see clients do really well over Christmas? Because obviously our e-commerce clients are very different to our business-to-business clients.
One thing I will say I've noticed is that we used to design and print a lot of Christmas cards for people, and people just don't seem to do that now.
Now, that is true. We haven't done that for a while, actually.
Yeah, we used to have that thing, didn't we, when would the first Christmas card land?
Yeah, and even to the point where we contacted people, if you know, to remind them.
Yeah, I that's a shift in the market and the climate. I think there's a lot of that is obviously as our business has moved away from print over the years, we used to do a lot of it. Now we don't really do a huge amount of it. Everything's digital.
But we also get sent a lot less cards, so I think people just don't do it.
Yeah, you could call that, you know, industry specific. Or
it's just an email now.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? You get those digital animations, don't you? I think from preparing for it, again, it's how you want to address your clients, isn't it? I mean, we always do Christmas cards ourselves, personally. We, as a business, we make that commitment every year that we get a new design. We all personally sign the card and it goes out.
Yes. I'm hated by everybody for making them sign it, but it's just
that's something we've always stood by and we've always done. Other businesses, they do and they don't. Again, that's down to your business sort of psychology with how you want to interact with your clients. We've got business-to-business customers. We've got e-com. We've got all sorts of levels of clients out there. And I always feel that a touch point over Christmas is a valid point.
Definitely.
Whether it's a card or whether it's a gift or whether it's anything else, or even sometimes, you know, the local clients, we tend to always try and drop in. But from a customer wanting to maybe, you know, plan or prep, depends on what, you know, we've got some customers we know that are just work in their own office. They may be going, what am I going to do for this Christmas? Well, actually, personally, if I was you, I'd be going, right, I'd be drawing a map and where are all my clients spending 2 or 3 days just going around and having chats and dropping stuff off? Yeah. Or even just a card.
And we do that, don't we? Yeah, we've had a number of years. Yeah. I mean, me and Mike have gone around the week before Christmas dropping off gifts to clients, having a nice chat with them and potentially getting some work for the next year. But I know we used to go through a period where literally the week before Christmas, me and you would always end up on a road trip to really as far it. Away as we can go.
Well, I mean, Tenby was
a long way.
We should have posted this. You'll have to drive.
No, I think that was an actual pitch, wasn't it? We went down to Tenby for a marketing pitch, and I vaguely remember driving back or sailing back.
It was so far, wasn't it?
And then we ended up in London 1 year, the 2 days before we broke up. Yeah. And again, I think it's that. I mean, that's our tenacity,
dedication.
James. Yeah, that's our tenacity, James. Is because my side, personally, I always worry around Christmas. It's a double-edged sword for me. December, it's a good month because everyone's happy, good spirits, jolly. The other side of it is, well, we've still got to get projects in. We've still got to get people to pay us. We've still got to get new work in the door and work out the door. I can begin to relax usually that day or two before we break up.
You never relax, Mike.
No, I know. Yeah, my wife says the same. But it's just making sure that everything's done that we said we would do and no one's waiting on work or no need. And again, those trips out, part of that process, my psychological process is to meet with that client to close off the year.
Yeah.
So you sort of say, right, okay, this is what we've done through the year. You know, what else are we doing and what else is needed before we all finish?
Yeah, so 100%. I would imagine most service-based businesses like ours work the same way, actually. Yeah. We've been working together forever, but you know, we pretty much have the same rhythm every Christmas, don't we? How we do this, we want in before the work the team go home for Christmas, and we just see where we can as much as we can get in the 3 weeks. It's normally 3 weeks that we actually have of the month.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, this year, when's it? Christmas on a Monday this year, isn't
it?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, so we've got a full 3 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's coming up, you know, it's only a few weeks away, and I'm sure this Christmas will be the same as every other for us. We're a busy month trying to finish off projects and get things ready for the new year. But if anyone wants any help over Christmas or wants to discuss a new project for us, December's a really great month to do that, because whilst we're busy, we've still got quite a lot of time to talk to new clients. And if anyone wants some support on keeping their website online and just making sure that everything runs smoothly, drop us an email at hello@somarketing.com.